Ooh, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. See, SpaceX seems to have Starlink working, and people are surprised of what they're getting. Now, before we get into the episode, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel. It'll help with the algorithm, and we're trying our best to go ahead and make more episodes better, faster, and just for you. So let's get into another episode of The Red and Yellow.
This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan.
What is up, guys? The public beta for SpaceX has just came out, and everybody is happy that the speeds are doing way better than what people expected. So people are reporting all of their speeds from all over the earth. Some who, you know, traveled somewhere to go ahead and record them, and some people who stayed right at home in their luxury apartment to go ahead and test these speeds. So let's go ahead and read this article by Slash Gear real quick. Elon Musk is known, both in good and bad ways, for making seemingly outlandish claims for technology of the future, blah, 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 blah. This is Slash Gear. That's exactly what Reddit user Wandering Coder did. He managed to clock in 120 megabits per second on fast.com. Other betas have also reported very good numbers in the traditional settings of their homes. So 120 megabytes per second is pretty good. It allows you to go ahead and download a movie or two within 5 minutes or so. So I think that is awesome. Now then, if you don't know like mega speeds and stuff like that, 100 megabits is like 1/4 of a movie. Because most movies nowadays, if it's a 4K movie, it's going to be like 8 gigs or something like that. But if it's a regular HD movie, then it's probably going to be like 1 or 2 gigs. So imagine this going to take you like 1 to 10 minutes to download a movie. So I think that's pretty great on the speed side. So other people have reported 50 to 150 megabytes, which is even better because that's more than the bare minimum to watch YouTube and stuff like that. See, what they have in the laws right now is that basic broadband is required to have at least 20 megabytes per second. And in some areas, it's 5 megabytes per second. And that is slow as I don't know what. If you got 5 megabytes per second, that is the bare minimum that YouTube can even run. That's like 144p. That's terrible. So to have 50 megabytes per second on satellite internet is great. Because this is never... Well, it has been done before. Satellite internet has been a thing. But this is the fastest that I've ever heard that this was going on. Now, then some people report streaming 4K with zero buffering on YouTube, and I think that's amazing. Elon Musk, in this tweet, Elon Musk says latency will be improved significantly, and so will the bandwidth. Apparently, there's some drawbacks with Starlink test. At least the current beta stage, testers were already warned that it might be disconnections, although short, some have theorized it may be due to switching from one satellite to another. And there's also the fact that the moment coverage is pretty much limited to the northern atmosphere. So people in the southern atmosphere can't get it. So that means that people down in what's that place called? In South America, Australia, and places like that, lower parts of Africa can't get it at the moment. But apparently they're supposed to be shooting more satellites into space to go ahead and add more coverage. So I think there is a small problem to think about. Like, even though this is good, there's a small amount of beta testers and people are getting 150 megabits and more. It's just that you have two problems. The fact that it switches satellite to satellite, so that causes problems because the way that satellite internet works is that it's a direct line of sight infrastructure. So it has to be pointing directly at it. It can catch waves as being sent to it, but it has to be pointing directly at the sky. So that can be caught. More problems can be caused when there are clouds in the way or if it's a storm outside and stuff like that. So that is a major problem for satellite internet. I don't know if they're going to be able to tackle it like the way that they're claiming that it's going to do. And as well as that, Starlink beta is still in a beta phase. You still have like a small amount of users, and this is the second problem. You have a smaller amount of users right now, but as users increase and more people will sign on, when this becomes public, is going to be a problem of congestion. Normal infrastructure right now doesn't really have the problem of congestion. It's just a problem of where they can put their infrastructure. So Verizon and stuff like that, Verizon, AT&T, them, they are able to go ahead and put towers everywhere and blast you internet signals to your home. Now then, if you wanted Fios and stuff like that, it's just a matter of contracts and city planning and moving things and infrastructure building. That's why they have a hard time getting into places that are already established, whereas they can get into places that are just being built. So there's a whole lot of contractual problems when it comes to Verizon and stuff like that. But their problem with congestion, per se, they don't really have it. That's just a marketing tactic to get you to pay for a higher plan and stuff like that. So they don't have a problem with congestion, whereas Starlink will have a problem with congestion as more and more people sign on. Especially, we don't know how much each satellite can handle. Like, the bandwidth signals for each satellite, we don't know how much that can handle. And if they're, like, extremely fast routers floating in space, then they're going to be amazing. But I expect a mesh network in space shooting internet down at 150 megabytes per second, and people are going to love it. So, guys, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're going to have more episodes this week coming soon, and maybe political, maybe not. But stay tuned for that. And, guys, we will get back to you soon with the red and yellow.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.